Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
It's very likely you've never heard the name Dr. Jerome Lejeune. It's a sad commentary that, because of his deeply held pro-life views, the community of medical researchers would ostracize, to the point of almost being forgotten by society, the man who discovered trisomy 21, the extra chromosome that causes Down syndrome. Dr. Lejeune made his discovery while working in a French lab in 1958, findings that were published by the French Academy of Sciences. It was the first time it was discovered that a disease could come from the genetic code. His discovery, more than 50 years ago, changed the way parents, and really the whole world, viewed children born with Down syndrome. In her book entitled Life is Blessing, Dr. Lejeune's daughter, Clara Lejeune Guémard, writes to her father's work, his special connection to children born with Downs, and his steadfast pro-life views. In a recent interview, she explained, "When he became a doctor, his first job was in a hospital, and he saw a child with Down syndrome. There he really decided that we wanted to find out how and why they had a special face. It was not because he made the discovery that he took care of children with Down syndrome, but it was because he wanted to take care of the children with Down syndrome that he made the discovery." His work on trisomy led him to continue genetic research, becoming one of the foremost researchers in the world. His discoveries revolutionized genetics and paved the way for new therapeutic research. He traveled and lectured extensively about genetic diseases, continually trying to break down stigmas and stereotypes attached to those born with the diseases. But as a website devoted to his memory notes, "When diverted from their ultimate purpose, his discoveries also led to the elimination of children affected by genetic diseases. He was horrified as he gradually realized the consequences that misuse would have for babies with trisomy 21. As the American tendency to eliminate sick unborn children became more prevalent throughout Europe, he wrote, "They brandish chromosomal racism like the flag of freedom, that this rejection of medicine, of the whole biological brotherhood that binds the human family, should be the only practical application of our knowledge of trisomy 21 is beyond heartbreaking." It was with that observation that Dr. Lejeune took up the cause of life, to the detriment of his career. Clara Lejeune Guémard noted that throughout the 1950s and 1960s, he became quite well known in the scientific community and was a frequent commentator in the press on genetic issues. But, she continues, in 1969, the campaign started for abortion in Europe, France, and the United States. And since he was against it, all the doors were closed. No one would interview him anytime there was a discovery. In 1971, he came to the United States and made a speech at the NIH and afterward wrote a message to my mother saying, "Today I have lost my Nobel Prize." He addressed the issue of abortion saying, "You are forming your Institute of Health into an Institute of Death." And they hated it. Dr. Lejeune would spend the rest of his life advocating for the defenseless. In 1989, he was called as witness in a Maryville, Tennessee case in which a couple were divorcing. The case would determine whether the couple's 7 frozen embryos created through in vitro fertilization would be destroyed. Lejeune testified as a geneticist that there was sufficient scientific information to conclude that embryos were very young human beings based on their genetic information. The judge agreed, and in a 40-page decision, wrote definitively that for U.S. common law, human beings begin at conception. Dr. Jerome Lejeune died after a battle with cancer in 1994, but his life's work to help those special children with Downs lives on through the Jerome Lejeune Foundation. Clara Lejeune Guémard's book is available from the National Catholic Bioethics Center at ncbcenter.org.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.